The bush was a windless oven. Plants stood in their swaths of shade, gasping through their stomata. Animals sought the coolness that they brought, and stood motionless, with heads lowered. Birds sat with wings hanging and beaks gaping. We crept into the shade of the dense avine bush along the banks of the Rovuma. It was to rest, to chat, to mend, to fiddle, to read, but mostly to learn. By revisiting what we had seen and heard and smelled and sensed that morning, by re-examining its meaning and implications, by sometimes leading on to earlier experiences, actual or imagined. The men I'm with are simple, barely schooled in academic terms. Yet here, they, especially Nelson, which is the older of them, possess knowledge and wisdom vastly superior to mine. Sitting on the big log, I savor his explanations, not even thinking of finding a more comfortable seat, or even taking off my hat, or laying down my rifle. His understandings are pragmatic. They sensibly connected to the visible and the touchable, with perhaps just a hint of mysticism deliciously mixed in here and there. No, that's poor. It is of the old lion, I think. It is dragging its feet when it is moving. The strength of the lion has left it. It has chosen another one. Now the old one is walking alone, and it is becoming weak. It is following the other lions to try and steal their food when they are not looking. But it has to hide from them. Soon it will be too weak. Then it will lie down to die. And the crocodile, it is far from the river. It is the spirit of the man who did not die good. It is waiting for the people who killed him to come. He answers my questions unpretentiously. Seriously, honestly, some of what he says, I am vaguely aware, is perhaps inaccurate or incorrect, but here in the remote wilderness it carries elements of truth and wisdom and perhaps comfort. Anyway, the years of academic training and intellectual exploration would probably enable me to spot those if I wanted to. Yet now, all that, and all the latest business and social cleverness, the painful mastery of the habits and ploys that smooth the civilized passage, have to be pushed back. It has to make space and silence, so the teachings of a different school can be heard. It is a school in which learning is through observation of small details, of smells and sounds, of sensing the mood and the character of the surrounding bush, and through hearing the wisdom of those that have lived in it for most of their lives. Knowledge comes only to the humble in their school. To them, revelation is slow at best, years, and subtle, through many mistakes and misinterpretations. If they are open, and if they remain humble enough, each little bit gained will open a vast new world of related unknowns, so that true mastery is mostly found in those that are of many years. Now, the few that still embody it have become too enfeebled to venture into the harsh environment of the untamed bush. It has come to be a rarity, almost extinct. To me it means an even slower and probably flawed process of learning, and a vexing certainty that the time I have left before I myself is reduced to the ranks of the enfeebled will not be enough.